Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。酒馆的铺子里有酒，群里有朋友。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Geek Time with Brad, and we're here with Lulu, and we're going to continue on with our discussion of Cthulhu Advanced.
Yay! Last time we talked about Cthulhu, gave me a few nightmares, but let's continue anyways.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off by talking about some of the great old ones. These are what we refer to as the pantheon of the great old gods, which Cthulhu belongs to.
Interestingly, when you say great old gods, because the word god, when you think about it, you think of, in a normal sense, they should look really sort of divine.But these gods in the Cthulhu world or universe, they're all monsters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you even think about, like, a lot of the older gods in a lot of societies, they weren't, like, divine beings as we think of them today, even. I mean, if you look at the more, like, the Norse mythology, we have some of the more defined, like, the more human-like gods, like Thor, Odin...But then there were some other gods that were more like serpents and snakes and things like that.
That is true. Some of the more, let's say, primal belief will have more monstery or monster-like gods.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think kind of Cthulhu is a return to that.
Return to the primitive, to the primal.
Kind of like a description of these older gods, but...not just as we saw them in more primitive times, but maybe more of an artistic version of them.
I often hear the Cthulhu mythos. So mytho, that's mythology.
Right.
So it's not just one god. It's not just one story. It's not just one monster. It's a whole system.
Currently, I think there's somewhere between like 30 and 50 of the gods, and they have different tiers. Like,When we look at the easiest description I can think of is would be Odin and Thor. Like, Odin is the supreme god, and Thor is a demigod. He's not a supreme god until he takes over for Odin in the story, right?
So it sounds like Cthulhu Inc.
Right.
So you have different levels of managers.
Right. Cthulhu is actually, like, the grandson of the highest of the gods, which is known as Azathoth.And so he is, like, the supreme god. But then we have, like, his children. And then we have Cthulhu, which is, like, the grandchild and, the father of many other gods. And so we have this pantheon of gods. And most of them have not been written by H.P. Lovecraft, but they have been created by a lot of other writers out there.
This whole hierarchy of gods, like, how does humanity...fit into this whole thing? Is, like, humanity just a small group of humans? They're just the worshippers? They're following these gods, like any religion would say.
For the most part, when it comes to, when you think about more modern religions, like, the gods demand our worship. When it comes to these gods, however, these gods don't really...pay much attention to us. They don't even consider us. We're more just like ants.
Yeah, I've heard of that analog, basically saying that, you know, as a human, if you accidentally stepped on an ant, you simply wouldn't think much of it. And that's, in the Cthulhu world, this is what the great old gods, what they will think of humans. They don't really care. It's not really like they want to eradicate humans or they want human worship. They just don't care.
I think the reason why in the mythos right now that, like, Cthulhu is trying to control people is because he's in this, like, interdimensional slumber. He's trying to get out and he needs people to help him escape. And so basically he's reaching out and using us as a tool.
Ah, okay.But what is their ultimate purpose, then, once they are awake?
I don't think we can grasp their ultimate purpose.
So it's not destruction of the Earth, nothing like that?
I don't think they want to destroy Earth. I think they think of Earth as their home.
Okay, which leaves what to us, then?
Nothing. Yeah, they were basically, we live on the Earth, but... probably think of it as their home, and we're just there as kind of like other animals, other creatures, just the same as cats and dogs to them.
Okay. And when human beings, when they, according to these stories, when human beings do come into contact with these Cthulhu gods, what happens?
They essentially go insane because you can't comprehend this god. When you see something like this, when you actually see it, it's going to drive you insane. You realize that it is real. It's not just this thing I saw in my dream. This is an actual real being. And it's like, it's imagine like if you're religious and you actually see your god, you're going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that can really push any human being off sort of into insanity. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. Okay, so that logic does work. You can't, well, I mean, if you see them, you go crazy. Does making all of what you say kind of unreliable?
Mm-hmm.
I see how that works. Mm.
And like going a little bit further into the mythos, as Cthulhu has supposedly traveled through the universe, he's picked up other followers. And there's a group of alien species that are kind of like shapeshifters. I mean, they can like change the shape of their body.
Mm.
They have followed Cthulhu as worshippers. They have followed him throughout the planets. Apparently, in one of the stories, he went to Saturn. They followed him there. And then he currently resides on Earth. And so like there's these Starspawn, which are basically kind of like cult followers from another planet that have gone so far as to make themselves look like the god.
This is so complex. So not only humans or group of humans worship Cthulhu, you also have aliens that also worship Cthulhu so much that they change their shapes to look like their gods.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So would you say, in that sense then, would you say that Cthulhu was created by Lovecraft originally as an alien species from the outer space? Or was it just more, like you said earlier, primitive, or like prehistoric beliefs?
I think when he originally thought of Cthulhu, I don't think he thought more beyond just what he envisioned in his dream. I think maybe he had like a small idea. I think, you know, maybe he thought they were more of a primitive thing. But when it comes to like the newer mythos, you know, where Cthulhu is actually an alien from another planet, I think that's more of a modern interpretation of it.
Yeah, so the entire mythos actually grew and evolved with development of, with scientific development, especially in terms of space exploration. Mm-hmm. Now that the more we know about space, perhaps more of these things will, more of these stories will emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Now comes to a very interesting question that I always wanted to ask. Nowadays, in real world, in like, in human world, are there people who truly believe or actually worship, so to speak, Cthulhu?
Yeah, it's when you look at some of the Western countries, as religion has kind of lost its grasp upon the mainstay of world of the life, I would say, like main day-to-day goings of life, people have started to create their own religions. Whether it's the flying spaghetti monster or following some of these old classical gods like in from Norse mythology. And now people are following kind of like these gods that have come from fiction. And part of that comes to, it's like, where did the fiction come from? Is the fiction kind of, is it actually fiction? Or did these gods actually choose him as their herald? Or did Cthulhu choose H.P. Lovecraft to convert people by telling his story?
Because if you really go into how some of the religions start, obviously we're not going to go into details.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a human guy that's saying that, you know, I got this message. That's how a lot of religions start. So you never know. Another question would be, why is it so fascinating? There's so many other types of stories. Why Cthulhu?
I think simply just because Cthulhu is so strange. Like, it's a man, but he's hundreds of feet tall, has tentacles for a mouth, can control your mind, is sleeping, it's interdimensional, it's
just
everywhere.
Eerie, yeah. And weird and bizarre. Hmm. And obviously, these fan fiction created the entire mythos, the entire universe of it. Here comes another question. now it's so popular. Well, it's got a cult following, so to speak. But back in the days when H.P. Lovecraft actually was alive when he wrote it, it wasn't really that popular. People didn't think much of it. Why do you think that is?
It could be a various different things. It could have to do with the way society was shaped. Well, like it could have to do with technology of the day. There's lots of different things. If you look at the changes in the world in the last 100 years, every year we're getting newer and newer technologies. Our technologies are doubling every year, so to say, with Moore's Law. And I think, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so like it's just in, like, people probably were less likely to believe in that type of thing back then. It probably just was like, it's so mundane.
Yeah, technology develops, so we find out more about the world and realizing that there's still a lot we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've read it somewhere, there's a theory when Lovecraft wrote the book or wrote the story, most of the English-speaking world feels very confident about what human beings can do, what humanity can do. The grasp on modern technology, how they feel like they're in control of the world. But obviously, then Second World War and all that, a lot of things happened, and then atomic bomb makes people feel out of control. They feel like they've lost that, and I think that could also contribute to the rise of the whole popularity of Cthulhu.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, when you first start out and you're first learning something, you become very confident in your knowledge of that because you don't quite understand how deep that knowledge goes.
Mm.
So when you're first starting learning a language, you learn a few sentences, you're like, oh, I can speak it, right? I know so much. And then the more you learn about something, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah.
And so I think that may be what happened. Like in the 1900s, people were like, oh, look at all this technology we have. We're going to control the world. We're going to control everything. We're going to control the universe. And then we get this far and we're like, we know nothing.
And I don't really know, as we go forward, especially with space exploration, maybe things will change again. We don't know. But that's part of the beauty. I think it's because we don't know. It's because there's still a lot of mystery out there. So maybe Cthulhu does exist. What do you think? If you have heard of Cthulhu, if you have played any games relating to that, or watched any film, or actually read the book, share with us in the comments section and let us know what you think.
And definitely, if you've had dreams about Cthulhu, let us know.
Because that might be Cthulhu sending you a message. All right, thank you, Brad, for coming to the studio again.
No problem. Have a good day.
We'll see you next time.
See you.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 luluxjg3。 我们在酒馆等你。